Heidelberg Catechism Curriculum for Families, Unit 44, Lord's Day 42, Questions and Answers 110 and 111. What does God forbid in the Eighth Commandment? God forbids not only such theft and robbery as are punished by the government, but God views as theft also all wicked tricks and devices, whereby we seek to get our neighbor's goods, whether by force or by deceit, such as unjust weights, lengths, measures, goods, coins, usury, or any means forbidden of God, also all covetousness and the misuse and waste of his gifts. But what does God require of you in this commandment? That I further my neighbor's good where I can and may, deal with him as I would have others deal with me, and labor faithfully so that I may be able to help the poor in their need. And our one main point, this commandment speaks broadly to our use of money. And for our young children, God does not want me to take what belongs to others. In fact, he wants me to share what is mine. Continuing on here in the second table of the law, dealing directly with our relationships toward other people created in God's image, we have the commandment that is forbidding us from committing theft. Thou shalt not steal, Exodus 20:15. And again, of course, this commandment is subject to a great misinterpretation by those who think that as long as they don't steal money directly out of somebody else's purse or wallet, go into the clothing store and walk out with new clothes without paying, then they somehow have been obedient to this commandment. But of course, the specific sin which is being condemned, theft, is representative of a broader principle, again, which is that we be good stewards of all that God has given us, all of the resources, material, financial things that God has blessed us with, that we use them for his glory and for the advancement of our neighbor's good. A lot of people can also miss the point of this commandment by twisting it, by thinking that it requires an absolutely austere kind of lifestyle and that every single extra penny that you have beyond your very basic necessities by the obligation of God must go to other people, and that's not what the commandment is teaching. The rest of Scripture shows us that God has given us his good gifts to enjoy. One place we're taught that is in 1 Timothy 6:17, where Paul writes to Timothy and says, "Command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment." So, of course, we are able to enjoy the material wealth and resources that God may give us in his good and kind providence. That's why he gives it to us. But on the other hand, we may not put our hope in those things because they, in and of themselves, are uncertain. And, of course, the main thrust of this commandment is that when God gives us resources materially, financially, we are to use them in a way that benefits our neighbor and, of course, advances his kingdom. And I'm not going to take the time in this section here to develop a full biblical study of the purposes for Christians giving to the local church for the help of those who are in need and for the advancement of the preaching of the gospel and the administration of the sacraments in the world in missionary contexts, local or regional or beyond. But I am going to say that if we are not giving according to the Scripture and generously and cheerfully for the advancement of the kingdom and for the relief of the saints here and around the world, then we are robbing God. Listen, it's a great privilege to give for the advancement of the kingdom of God, and by that I mean specifically for the outreach of local churches, planting local churches, planting regional churches, planting national churches, planting international churches through missionaries who are called and trained to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to foreign peoples. It is a great privilege to give for the relief of saints in your own church, in the relief of saints in the broader church community and around the world. It is a great privilege to plant churches, to spend money on the gospel itself. I'm not talking about external Christian causes, although those things are good to give to also, but the kingdom of God is advanced through the preaching of the word, the administration of the sacraments, the exercise of church discipline, as we've been learning throughout this catechism, and it takes money to pay preachers, it takes money to help those who have diaconal needs, to give them as Jesus would say, a cold cup of water in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to show them that you care for them like Jesus cared for you. And it takes sanctification to sacrifice. It takes sanctification also to share your money and your pleasures with others who are around you who can't afford those kind of things. God also commands that. I read a passage earlier from 1 Timothy. Let me just read a verse that comes soon after what we read there. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 18, he says, command the rich to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and be generous and willing to share. So we shouldn't just, as the wealthier ones of the lower to upper or higher middle class, say, enjoy only the things with our own families that we have been given, but we should be able to look at the ones who don't have the same blessings that we do in this life, that perhaps work as hard as we do, or maybe even harder, and share with them some of the benefits that we receive by the kindness and goodness of God. This is what he wants us to do with our money. And if we're not doing it, we are thieves. We are stealing. We are being disobedient to this commandment. There's all kinds of things forbidden and commanded in this commandment. Wasteful spending, laziness in our callings, coveting other people's possessions. I mean, you name it, it has to do with money, is basically covered under you shall not steal. Let's just leave our children with the basic understanding that God does not want us to take what belongs to others. In fact, he wants us to share what is ours.